Hey everyone, it's your business genie. Welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. Now before we get started, make sure that you follow me on TikTok at Biz Genie Tay, on Facebook, Royal Boss Network, and on YouTube at Biz Genie Tay. So today we're going to be talking about having the right mindset, but the wrong actions. Having the determination, but not following through with what you're doing in the back end. For example, you could want to be the content creator of the year. You could want to be seen and shared and commented on and liked everywhere. But your content doesn't match. You're not consistent. You're not putting effort in. You're not editing properly. And you're not outsourcing in order to make sure that what you're doing is aligning with your goals. Another thing is trying to make sales and making sure that your business is not only bringing an ROI, but it's able to grow month after month. You're not doing that because you're not marketing, you're just promoting. You're not investing into training sessions or to learning sessions on how to expand and how to grow your brand. You're not taking yourself seriously. You're spending half your time on social media scrolling and liking rather than picking up ideas or posting for your own business. It's very important that what you want in life is matched by your actions. You can't want a driver's license and you're not practicing driving. You can't want to be a great culinary chef and you're not practicing with food. You're not going to classes. You're not experimenting. It's all about what you do and how you do it. We can have the vision all day long. We can have the aspirations. We can have the goal. We can want. But when we're not matching that with our actions, when we're not actually sitting back and self-reflecting and being honest with ourselves, because we can sit there and say, oh my gosh, I'm trying my hardest. But you really only taken 20 minutes to maybe 2 hours out of your day to work on your goal. If your goal is to be able to get back into a different size pants or to grow your glutes, but you're not actually working out, you're not exercising. You're just watching people do it and you're saying, oh, I wish. You can do it too. Anybody that you see accomplishing a goal that you have, they did it with actions. Nobody just woke up in the position that they're in. They worked on it. And some people aren't satisfied because it doesn't come with instant success or instant gratification. But that's something that you need to work on internally. What about not getting instant results make you not want to try anymore? If we don't get it the first time, we're supposed to get up and try again. What makes you want to sit back down and stay seated? That's something that you need to figure out and dig deep into in order to be successful. We've all been at a point in time where we're just not seeing the results that we want and it's been discouraging. But do you let that discouragement drive you backwards or drive you forward? Are you going to be in the same place you were this time next year, or are you going to have elevated? You can have the right mindset, but the wrong actions. You can want this, but you're doing that. That's going to contradict this from happening. Just be real with yourself. Like, honestly, talk to yourself. Like, what do I want? I want this, that, and the third. What am I doing every day to make sure that I get this, that, and the third? Or what am I doing every week to make sure that I get this, that, and the third? And if you can't even come up with three things that you're doing that align with your goals, then you need to sit down and strategize. What do I need to do to make sure that this happens? Yes, you can want 1 million subscribers on YouTube and everybody knows that's not going to happen overnight. But what does that mean? That means I need to come up with a content schedule. I need to have topics. I need to know where I'm going to be posting this content. I need to know how many times a day I'm going to be posting about this content. I need to know what type of analytical goals and insights I need to have in order to reach that 1,000 watch hour threshold or 400 minute threshold. It takes dedication. It takes strategy. It takes commitment. It takes being able to know that failure is not real. You don't really fail. You just learn. We've never been here on this day, at this age, at this time before. So anything that we're doing is a learning curve. It's a learning path. We're doing this in order to learn, in order to pass it down to generations. So nobody has to go through what we're going through. Because 9 times out of 10, if you're listening to this podcast, you're the generational breaker. You're the one who's going through hell and back because you're strong enough to handle it. So that means that if we're going to do this for the generations behind us and the generations behind them, we have to give it our all. We have to go back to that drawing table and be okay with going back to the drawing table, because it doesn't mean that we've lost. It means that we need to get our wheels working in another avenue, to get our wheels moving in a different position. We can have the right mindset, but when those actions don't match, we're going to be pushed away from our goal. We can still reach our goals. Our goals are obtainable, but for something that could have taken you 3 months, it's now taking you a year and a half. We always can say, well, damn, if I would have did this, I would have been in a different place last year. Stop saying that and start doing it. Figure out what needs to happen in order for you to reach your goals. If you want to be that person doing that thing, you need to decide. You need to figure out. You need to plan. And you need to execute what's going to make you that person doing that thing. So let's get motivated. Let's get pumped. Let's do it. We have a couple months left in the end of this year. And anything is possible. Anything is possible by the end of next week. Let's make it happen. Again, it's your business, Sheenie, and I'll see you in my next session.